Aloha, this is Wayne Cadera with a word for the week, April 30 through May 6th. We're going to be reading through 2 Samuel 12 and then Matthew 16 through 22. Now, there'll be some of the book of Chronicles in there and Psalms, and you'll enjoy David's responses poetically as he writes in the book of Psalms. You'll also hear some parallel stories in Chronicles. Now, the house of David continues to get stronger and stronger, but it's still split because one of Saul's sons, Ish-bosheth, has his own armies, and there's fighting for the kingdom of Israel. But when one of Ish-bosheth's men, Abner, joins David, Ish-bosheth's kingdom begins to falter. He then is murdered, and then there's going to be some competition with Joab and the new Abner. Find out what happens between those two. Now, there's another son that Saul had that wasn't killed. His name was Mephibosheth. He was lame because he had an accident while they were running when he was a baby, and his legs got crushed. But even though he was probably a paraplegic in those days, David showed him kindness. And then the house of Saul and the house of David unites, and Israel enters into the golden age. Now, there's going to be some wars. Some Philistines are going to attack David, and you'll find out about the ark, what happens with the ark. But in the end, there's going to be a triumph, and our reading ends with the story of Bathsheba. That'll be an interesting scenario, and find out how God works David through it with repentance, contrition, and forgiveness. Now, over in Matthew, you're going to be reading about Jesus and how the Pharisees test him. He begins to foretell his death. And when he does, find out what Peter does. Find out how Jesus responds to Peter when he lets him in on what's about to happen. But you're going to find a tremendously interesting story called Transfiguration, where Jesus begins to shine on a mountaintop. I mean, like bright lights. Only Peter, James, and John were with him, but Jesus actually shows them a part of the Godhead where it says that God is light and the Father speaks. And the Father then says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Well, you'll have a fabulous week of devotions. Hear what God is saying, incorporate it into your life, and watch how the Word of God comes alive. God bless you. Till next week, continue your devotions. This is Wayne Cadero saying have a fabulous week in Jesus.